Hey guys, and welcome back to the Team Avengers podcast. And today, we'll be doing another Who Will Win episode, and we'll be going over Ant-Man and the Wasp. I'm going to be covering for Ant-Man, and Carson will be doing the Wasp. And I'm just going to start out with my opinion of who would win. So, I think Ant-Man could win. But I don't know. I think this would be a pretty even fight. Carson, who do you think would win?
I think that it would probably be a pretty even fight too. And they may just like end in a tie.
I could agree with that, but let's talk it over and see if we change our minds by the end of this. Alright, so my first reason that I think Ant-Man could possibly win would be that... Oh, actually, do I really have a reason? I mean, I'd say strength-wise. Okay, yeah. I'd say strength-wise, he might have a little more strength than her, and I think in overall combat, he might be able to use that to beat her. Carson, what's your first?
My first reason is that the wasp can like become really tiny and like she can fly. So maybe she can like get really tiny and then like fly behind him and like surprise attack him.
That's true, but he can do that too. I mean, but he can't fly unless he has a flying ant. And who knows, there may not be one nearby in this situation. So that is one advantage she definitely has over him, is that she can fly. She doesn't need a flying ant to do so. Wow. I don't really see this not being an even fight. I would see her winning over him in my mind, actually. The only reason I say that is because in the movies, she like basically taught him how to fight. So I said she'd be superior in combat, like hand-on-hand combat in that. Oh, but I guess there is one. I guess because she taught him, like, everything she knows, he would know a lot of her moves and maybe could counterattack. So maybe if it was hand-on-hand combat, he could kind of guess what she's going to do and do something instead and maybe bring her down. But I don't know. What do you think?
I still don't really have any reasons because an even fight, you know? Like, I don't really have many reasons that she would win. And I really don't have much reasons that he would win either.
Yeah. Alright, so I say we get to the analyzation of the characters then. So, when I'm thinking about Ant-Man, let's think about all the skills he has, alright? So he can shrink. Oh! He can turn big. I didn't think about that. Depending on the situation, that could be helpful or it could be absolutely not helpful. Okay. But let's stick to the analyzation. So yeah, he can shrink. He can turn big. He can control other ants. Can she control ants?
Her and her dad made the tech, so maybe.
I don't think she can though. I don't think she can control the ants. It never says anything about that. Well, I mean, she's Wasp, so why would she be able to? Okay. So I'm gonna finish the analyzation, then I might have some more reasons. Okay, so he can shrink, he can turn big, he can control ants, but she can't. I'd say he has more control over the quantum realm than she does. I don't know how that would really be useful in this situation, but I say that's my analyzation of the character. What's your analyzation for her? Like, what can she do?
Can she turn big? I forget.
I don't think so.
So, she can turn small. She can fly. She is very athletic. And I think that's one thing that she has over Scott.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I also think she's probably just a better fighter overall. Okay, so let's go back to the one-on-one situation. So, now that I've kind of thought about it, I feel like him turning big would probably not be a great idea. Cause, I don't know. He can't necessarily control it very well yet, and I don't know, nothing that good ever seems to come out of it when he turns big. But I will say, him being able to control the ants, I think Ant-Man might be our winner, in my opinion. Because, I mean, him controlling those ants, oh yeah, he can also turn the ants life-size. So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff he could do with that that she can't stop. So, like, yeah, if he gets, like, an army of ants and turns them all huge, it can just absolutely destroy her. What do you think?
I might have to agree with you, to be honest.
You know, I was really questioning it at the start, because I thought maybe Wasp would win this one, but I forgot. I really don't think she has control over the ants. I think that's the game changer, in my opinion. Yeah, I think Ant-Man's gonna win this one if he has control of the ants. I really do. What's your final thoughts?
I do think Ant-Man would just barely sneak by with the Wasp, just because of the ants.
Yeah, for sure. Now, I suppose in some crazy situation, she could escape by flying. But then again, like I said, there's flying ants too. So they can just catch her and, like, yeah. Now that I think about it, I don't see any situation where she'll actually win. All right. Well, I think... Okay, so, yeah, Ant-Man's gonna win this one, in our opinion, guys. I'll put a poll out to make sure you guys can tell us what your, who you think would win this one. But yeah, I think Ant-Man's our winner here. I think we're gonna do maybe another episode later on Captain Marvel and Miss Marvel, kind of talking about both of them later today, so stay tuned for that, and hope you keep watching our videos so we can reach our goal of 1,000 total plays, and make sure to follow us on Spotify or any other platforms that you're listening to us on, and this has been Team Avengers, we'll see you guys next time, bye!